Missouri treasurer stands firm amid gambling machine controversy. In a bold move, Missouri treasurer Vivek Malek has reaffirmed his stance on the presence of advertisements on gas station gambling machines bearing the official state seal with his name. Despite growing concerns and calls for action, Malek remains resolute, asserting that the decals serve as a means to promote the state's unclaimed property program rather than endorsing the controversial gambling devices. Malek, a Republican appointee seeking re-election, defended his position in a letter addressed to Representative Scott Cupps, emphasizing that no taxpayer funds were utilized in the creation of these stickers. He underscored his commitment to returning unclaimed funds to Missourians and expressed gratitude for the support of a video gaming company in spreading awareness of the program. The contentious issue stems from gambling machines operated by Torch Electronics, which have proliferated across gas stations and bars in the state. Cupps, after conducting a thorough investigation, raised concerns that the decals could mislead players into believing that the state sanctions or regulates these machines, which is not the case. Despite calls for legislative intervention to address the unregulated market, Malek remained steadfast, asserting that any decision regarding the legality of these machines should be left to the judicial system. He urged lawmakers to take decisive action before the legislative session adjourns in May. A closer look at Missouri's gambling machine debate. Malek's stance has sparked debate among political circles, particularly as he vies for the GOP nomination. His opponents, including Springfield attorney Lori Rook and legislators Andrew Koenig and Cody Smith, have yet to weigh in on the issue. Torch Electronics, meanwhile, has faced legal battles over the legality of its machines, with the company unsuccessfully attempting to block investigations into its operations by the Missouri Highway Patrol. The company's ties to former House Speaker Steve Tilley and its financial contributions to political action committees have further intensified scrutiny surrounding its activities. Efforts to create new gambling regulations and taxation for these machines have encountered obstacles in the legislature, with Springfield recently passing ordinances to ban them within city limits. As the debate rages on, the future of gambling machines in Missouri remains uncertain, leaving both policymakers and the public grappling with the complex intersection of gaming, politics, and regulation.